What's up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing? Happy Friday.
My life in the sunshine.
I hope your life has got lots of sunshine and good things. This Friday afternoon and for the weekend, and nothing better to ring in the weekend than with Civic Media's very own Terry Barr with What's Good, Local, and Overlooked. Welcome back, Terry. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Maggie. It's great to be back with you and Brian as well, and all the listeners, of course. And I have two bits of fun, good news to tell you about in case you haven't heard these stories.
Go for it. I need some good news. Tell me something good.
Okay. All right. There is a woman. Her name is Julie Ann Mayday. And Julie Ann has wanted to be, or at least she thought about it ever since she was in junior high school, that, you know, I could be a model. And she's never pursued it. Julie Ann is from the Milwaukee area. It's Fashion Week in Milwaukee all week through Sunday. They have the big shows on Sunday. She finally, at the age of 60, decided, I am finally going to do this. She is going to be the head model in the Milwaukee fashion show on Sunday. And I think it's one of those that just reminds all of us, it's just never too late to try something new.
I love it. And it's not Elon Musk's mother. So that makes it even better. I don't know if you know this, Terry Barr, but Mae Musk is a model. What is this young lady's name that's going to be starring in Milwaukee Fashion Week's big show on Sunday? What's her name again?
And did you even know there was a Milwaukee Fashion Week? It's only the second one, but I guess it's been going over so well that they're already planning the third one next year.
I love it. What's her name? Go ahead.
Julie Ann Mayday, she is going to be the lead model in two shows on Sunday. These shows are happening at The Yard at Bayshore, that's in Glendale, and she will be heading the whole show up at 2 o'clock and another one at 4 o'clock. And we have mutual friends, so I know she is thrilled.
Well, would you please pass along to your mutual friends my congratulations and atta girl, because that is super cool. I have not yet been to Milwaukee's Fashion Week, but I don't think I have any plans on Sunday, so I will pop down there and check it out at Bayshore. That is so very, very cool. Be sure to give Julie Ann a big rousing round of applause as she takes to the runway. Couple times I went to Fashion Week when I lived in New York. And I never saw any 60-year-old models. So I'm looking forward to Milwaukee doing it a little differently. Congratulations to everybody doing that. Again, Terry mentioned that this is at Bayshore Mall at The Yard, which is the sort of central courtyard area. That's in Glendale in southeastern Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee. Sounds like those things kick off at 2 p.m. Thanks, Terry. What else you got?
I know. It's so great. And to think that she's wanted to do this since she was like, 13 maybe? And she's making her dream come true at her 60 years old. So that is so wonderful. Okay, we also have the Packers finally. First home game this weekend. There's some really fun new research that just came out about Packers fans. So let me tell you about it. Okay, the fans, according to this research, and they researched this for 4 years at Samford University, which is in Alabama. Well, Packers fans come out as the number one for attendance. I think we know that because you can hardly ever get tickets, and season tickets, forget about it.
No big shock there. I love it. But continue, Terry.
Yeah. Isn't it great? Okay, so 80%, now this one surprised me, 80% of Packers fans actually travel more than 50 miles to go to Lambeau Field. So people are coming from all over the place, and you know that's got to mean great loads of money for the Green Bay and Appleton area if all of those people are also staying over and going to the restaurants and all that other good stuff that goes on the side of a Packers game.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's nice that we have some quantified metrics now to prove that Packers fans are the best NFL fans. And therefore, by extension, I'll just say this, that the Packers are America's team. not that team from Texas with the enormous stadium.
Actually, factually correctly, it's the New England Patriots being America's team.
Stop it, Brian.
Just factually.
No.
just ignore him. Just ignore Fancy Brian.
Well, how about this? I've got one more for you as far as the Packers fans and going to Lambeau Field. And I know everybody, no matter where you may go to watch a game, everybody complains about the price of the concessions. And I know we've been hearing a lot about that in Madison now that the Badgers games have beer for sale. And I think what they said is the price is anywhere from the size of the beer, $8 to $11. Okay. So this isn't so bad. We're actually the eighth cheapest concessions for football teams.
Wow.
A cost of a hot dog, $6.25.
Yeah.
Price for a small beer, now they noted small, $9.50. But the most expensive is MetLife Stadium, where the Giants and the Jets play. Mm. Beer there is, on average, again, a small beer, $11, but the hot dog is $16.
Oh my gosh. So as an economist, Terry, we would explain the relationship between the cost of concessions for the Giants and the Jets to their winning percentages as a negative correlation. That is what the higher the prices at MetLife Stadium for the Giants and the Jets, the worse the Giants and the Jets do, because they seem to be just abysmal. Whereas the Pack, we're roaring. I mean, so happy to hear that Jordan Love will return this season.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Did your heart just drop when he got hurt last week?
I couldn't believe it, and I thought, oh, no, this is going to be one of those seasons. And I was very hopeful. It didn't look good.
Yes. Yeah, I was.
But it's great to know that he's going to recover much faster, I think, than any of us thought possible.
I heard a fun fact about, Jordan Love going down, mostly to do with Malik Willis, who's the backup who will be starting instead.
Yep.
If you just go up and spike the football on every single down, you get a passer rating of 39. And Malik Willis's career passer rating is just barely over 39.
Okay, so we got that to look forward to. Yeah, when Jordan Love went down, Terry, I slammed my eyes shut and refused to watch, much like I had to slam my eyes shut and refuse to watch that first debate back in June. And I hope that the Packers' fortunes change, much like the American people's, and we see a resurgence of enthusiasm and joy brought about by Jordan Love's swift return to the gridiron.
I love the comparison, Maggie. I have one more that I'm just going to throw out.
Please.
And you will understand this. Okay, so Lambeau Field in the 90s was still the older version. And I worked at a Green Bay TV station at that time. And my story on the renovation of Lambeau Field was, how many bathrooms will there be for the men and for the women?
Yes.
And you think about trying to do a story. We ended up standing outside the women's bathroom and watching the line grow and grow and grow. Then we went over to the men's bathroom, where a police officer was standing right in front of the door because he said, the women keep trying to come in the men's bathroom. Well,
to which I would have responded, yeah, get out of the way. I got to go. Let me in there. Lady coming in, just give him a little rap on the wall as you enter. No big deal.
I've personally been guilty of smuggling women into the men's restroom over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Well, as we're interviewing this police officer, four women, put their hand to their lip like, shh, and they sneak behind him into the bathroom. And, of course, I'm saying to him on camera, did you happen to just see who went in the bathroom?
Oh, so
funny.
And
he did not. He totally missed it.
I love it.
But when they renovated it, they doubled up on all the women's bathrooms. So it is much better at Lambeau Field now.
Thank goodness. So I have a funny story about this. When I lived in New York, I enjoyed some New York Rangers hockey games. And one of the reasons that I really enjoyed them was not just the hockey. And New York Rangers fans are like hardcore, which is always a fun experience. I love fans who are just totally into their team and the sport. But one of the best things that I loved about it is that when you went to Rangers games, I kid you not, I went to maybe about a half dozen of them over the half dozen or so years I lived in New York City. And every single Rangers game that I went to, I could walk without standing 1 second in line directly into a ladies' room stall. But at the same time, the men were queued up at the Rangers games to get into the men's bathroom. And I would taunt them. I would literally heckle the men in line because I finally got to go cruise onto the ladies' room without waiting 1 second. The only place I've ever been able to do that, New York Rangers games, folks.
That is hilarious. Well, and it makes perfect sense.
Of course, you hear that, and you're like, yeah, that checks, that computes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Terry, thank you so much. I wanted to just share some love with you. Troy from Mount Horeb texting in from WMDX saying that he loves these Friday afternoon segments with Terry Barr. I don't know if Troy loves them as much as I do, Terry, but I know everybody out there, all of our listeners appreciate it. And so from the listeners and me and Brian, Terry, have a beautiful weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
You as well. Happy weekend to everyone listening. Troy, thank you. This one's special for you, so thanks a lot.
That's Terry Bell, Civic Media's very own. She is here every week on Friday at 3:30 to share with you all and me and Brian what's good, local, and overlooked, because we need a little sunshine going into the weekend.
We
Brian.
Do need sunshine, although we've been getting plenty of sunshine. Remember how it was like flooding and raining every second of every day for, you know, months?
Yes.
We now live in a desert. Amy and I were talking about possibly...
It is so dry outside in southeastern Wisconsin.
You were going to like maybe invest in a a conversion. So if you wanted to have the Arizona lawn, we could do that and maybe start a company.
Just get rid of the grass.
Or start growing palm trees.
Something like that. I mean, the grass outside of my place, I don't know about yours, it is scorched. It is just brown, little prickly.
Like the whole neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of retirees who really like their lawn.
Really like their lawn.
And I like my lawn too. Don't get me wrong. The ones who can be home to water them still don't, because they're like, it doesn't matter. Like my garden, gone.
You can. I am watering, dumping a whole heck of a lot into my potted plants on my urban little oasis porch, which is postage stamp size, you know, because that's what you do when you live in the city. Yeah, they're getting some TLC in the morning and the afternoons because it's been so, so very dry. You know, Terry was bringing up the NFL, and I wanted to ask you, Brian, because you and I have done some sports where heads get knocked about in our time. The NFL this year put in this new kickoff rule. We'll talk a little bit about it on the flip side. We got to take a couple of messages here. But Brian, I want to see what you thought about, what you think about it, and see what our listeners think about it. Better? Do you not care? Worse? Safer? Do you care about the safety, or do you just want to see like the gladiators banging it out? What's your take on this? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It's the last segment of the week, so get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in. And we'll talk a little bit about the new NFL kickoff rule as we go into Friday Night Football and the rest of the weekend, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer's Brian Kelly. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back after these brief messages.
If that were football standards, NFL standards, he ran for about 2,000 yards in one game.
Do what I do when I do what I do when I'm doing in the sunshine.
Personal foul, 69. Offense, he was giving them the business.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.